The reading for tonight will be coming from the book of Psalms in the 23rd chapter. Book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You'd be thinking about something for just a minute. Have you ever limited God in your life? Have you ever limited God in your life? Be thinking about that for a minute. How many of you have taught, been a teacher in VBS or Sunday school or Wednesday night Bible study? Who all has been a teacher? Some of you not raising your hand. I know you teachers. What a blessing. Biggest part of everybody in here raised their hand. What a blessing to have that many teachers. Little boy went into the kitchen one day. Serious look on his face. And he said this to his mother. He said, "Do you think Daddy will be in heaven?" The mama was puzzled by the question. And she said, "Well, I hope so. What makes you ask?" The boy's reply was, "I don't know if he will be able to leave the store from work." Read that last week. Got to thinking about it. What all do we put before our responsibilities to God? We know we have to work. We know work is important. We know we got to hold down a job. We know all those things that play a part. But are we living our life in such a way that our children think that everything else or something else, however you want to word that, everything or something, is more important than our relationship with God? Found another story. A student was visiting one of his professors at his home. He went out and he found the professor in a garden. He said, "Professor, is this the garden that inspires you with all your illustrations and all your writings in class?" He said, "It sure is, yes." The student said, "But it's so small. How do you get so much from this small area?" The professor told the student to look up. He said, "What?" He said, "Look up. It may be small from side to side, but look how tall it is." Have we ever limited God? Here's your article. It said, "My friends, how often we limit our world to a little circle here on earth by failing to look up. The earth is so tiny compared to the heavens above, and we are so small compared to God. One person placed with God, listen to this, one person placed with God is more mighty than all the armies that have ever marched." One person placed with God is mightier than all the armies that ever marched. He went on to say, David must have had this thought in mind when he sang, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth." Psalms 121:1-2. Tonight, for just a minute, I want us to focus on what we've been talking about so far. That is, do we limit God? It has to do with teachers. It has to do with limiting our place here at Tresvant. And I want you to think for just a minute. We've got a meeting here in just a few minutes about Vacation Bible School. I want you to think about Vacation Bible School again tonight. I want our focus to be on that and how important and what an impact we can have on one child. I know it won't embarrass him, or I hope it won't. DJ, been coming to Vacation Bible School for several years and been coming to church and coming to Bible study. I don't know how many of you have met him and talked to him, but isn't it great that someone invited him or he decided to come one time to a Bible class? And then he continued through encouragement of Greg and Lori and others, encouraged to come. And today he walked down an aisle and said, I want to become a child of God. I want to become a Christian. An opportunity to impact one person is all we're looking for. In our minds, when we think about Vacation Bible School, or we think about the opportunities that we have to talk to someone one-on-one. You know, there's not very many people that after they find out I'm a preacher or something like that, somewhere, if I get to know them very much, somewhere we get into a conversation about the Bible. And I try to stay in that conversation. Because you never know at what point a door is going to open and you can go on through that door and you can talk to that person and you can persuade that person or you can encourage that person to become a Christian. All right, you raised your hand a few minutes ago about how many was teachers. What's the one thing you remember that stands out in class that you'll never forget while you were teaching? I don't want everybody to answer, but I want you to think about it. There have been things in your life when you were standing in front of kids or young adults or maybe even adults that you'll never forget when you were teaching. I've done a lot of things teaching. I've done a lot of things preaching. Might do it tonight again. I don't know. I don't ever know exactly what's going to come out. But what's the one thing that stands out? Well, you know one of my favorite classes I ever taught was right here. Charlie helped me. We taught Hayden, Jay, Tanner, Jacob, wherever he went. Maybe Brandon and Daniel was in. I know they were because I'm fixing to tell you a story about Brandon and Peavy House. I know they were in that class. And we had the biggest time in that class. And I hope they learned something. But we would go over worship and we went over the general principles of the church. And I'll never forget those boys. I don't remember a girl being in there, but it was a bunch of hard-headed boys that was in that class. And I'll never, ever forget them. Now to Brandon, let me tell you this story. I don't have a very long lesson. Jacob, don't run and tell him this. We were in class one day and he kept acting up. Imagine that with Brandon. But I couldn't get his attention. He was just wild. I said, Brandon, if you don't calm down, I'm going to carry you out. I'm going to go get your daddy. He said, Daddy's not here. I said, well, I'll go get your mama. Mama's not here either. I said, well, I'm fixing to carry you out and whoop you myself. He said, no, you won't. And I grabbed him by the arm. I carried him out in the hall. We got out in the hall. He begged me, please, Mr. Tim, no, no, no. And I carried him back in. He sat down and behaved himself. Getting in front of children and talking to children. Look at these scriptures. Mark 6 and verse 2. Jesus here was teaching the scriptures and the Bible says they were astonished. They were astonished by his teaching. Luke 2 and verse 49. Jesus says, I must be about my Father's business. John chapter 3 and verse 2. Nicodemus said, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. You know, God loves teachers. And doing some reading on this and thinking about this, I found some articles. One of the things I found in some of the papers that I have, God gave the teacher an abundant supply of hope that they can make a difference in a child's life. William Ward said, the average teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, and the great teacher inspires. What kind of teacher do you want to be? Two things about Jesus, then we'll close. Number one, Jesus was the master teacher because he knew his subject. He knew what he was talking about. Didn't have any doubt in his mind when he went in front of people. He could teach with authority. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings that people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." You know, he could teach about God because he was with God. He was God. He could tell you about heaven because he had been to heaven. He knew what he was talking about. And you know, he has shared that with each one of us in the scriptures. When we teach or when we preach and we talk about the Bible and we're telling someone about Jesus, there's nothing wrong with having that passion inside you and that love in you and your heart come out when you're talking to someone and you're persuading someone because you have seen and you have heard through the scriptures and you can do exactly that very thing. Jesus was the master teacher, but he has given us everything we need to share his message. And then secondly, we understand that Jesus used successful teaching methods. There's several. We could talk about the parables. We could talk about the stories. We could talk about the questions and all the different things that Jesus used. But I think one of the most effective ways that he used to teach was that of praise. He could give praise to someone and impact them. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14 is the parable of the talents. The man who left his business in the hands of his servants, he praised those who acted faithfully. Those that did exactly what they were supposed to do, they were praised. We have an opportunity coming up, and just as David just reminded me, in a couple of weeks, I guess it is now, Vacation Bible School is coming. Everybody's not going to teach. Everybody's not going to cook hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever else goes on here. Everybody's not going to be at one station. But I'll tell you what every one of us can have in common, and I beg and I plead with you to do this. Number one, pray for the success of Vacation Bible School. We know it works. And then number two, invite children to come. Put yourself out just a little bit for the next couple of weeks and gather up children to come to Vacation Bible School. It's for them. We're going to have a class for adults, but it's for the children mainly. And it's for children that need to be here. There's people that are growing up in homes, children that's growing up in homes who their family are not faithful. Some may not even believe in God. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but we need to have an opportunity to impact those children. And it's left in our hands. I know it's stressful. I know it's tiring. I know by the end of the week, I know how everybody feels because a lot of people tell me. I know it gets bad. But we can pull together. And if we're not successful, it's your fault and it's my fault. If we don't work as hard as we can work. I don't know if I've encouraged you or whether I've kicked you. I hope I've encouraged you. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, this is an opportunity still for each one of us to have our life and to get our life right with God through faithfulness, through dedication, through our faith, willingness to turn away from sin, confess that Jesus is God, Jesus is the Son of God. We can be baptized just like DJ was this morning. And if we're here and we've been unfaithful to God and we need to rededicate our life to the Lord, come right now while we sing.